What's up, everyone? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brief episode. I pray that you have been having a peaceful Good Friday, and I'm just so blessed and encouraged to know that Jesus, y'all, he chose to die for us before we even knew him. He chose to die for us before we even lived a day of our lives, because he wanted us to, in fact, be with him forevermore, to be a child of the living God. He wanted us to spend eternity with him, and not only just in eternity, but he wanted for you to live victoriously right now on the earth. Some of us, perhaps because, again, sometimes life is not going as planned, it may make us feel as though we're not victorious, but that is a lie. You don't have to wait for your circumstances, right, to meet your expectations. You can live victorious by choosing peace, by choosing joy, by choosing to embrace the finished work of Jesus, and knowing that because he has already paved the way, because he already chose to die for you, to forgive you of all your sins, to cause you to have eternal life, you are already winning in the mighty name of Jesus, right? Because again, you know your Redeemer lives. And because your Redeemer lives, you know there's always hope for today, and there's always hope for a brighter future, no matter what. So continue to rebuke the lies of the enemy. Know that Jesus is not through with you yet. I'm speaking for those of you who are taking the time to really just deeply reflect over your life and over what it is that the Lord has done in your life. This Good Friday, take this time as well to again bring to remembrance the faithfulness of God. Know that if God was faithful to you, right, in the past, in whatever capacity, he is more than able to remain faithful to you today and forevermore. And so I just want to encourage you, if you did not do so yet, you can go ahead and just spend some time meditating on John chapter 19, which talks about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ leading unto his resurrection. And so, y'all, if this was not a long episode, know that I am just praying for you, and I'm just coming to agreement, believing the very best for you in 2024. But most importantly, I'm believing that you would be in good health. I'm believing that you would prosper as your soul prospers. I'm believing that God will truly bless you with genuine peace, with genuine freedom, with genuine joy, because after all, these are the gifts that are priceless. You know, there's people, they could have all the money in the world and yet they don't have peace. They don't know Jesus. But if you know Jesus, you have already struck gold. And because you know Jesus, then you know he is the one who holds all the answers to your life's questions, and that he is faithful to complete the work that he has started in you. So I want you to remain encouraged. I want you to rejoice in the Lord, because why? This is also what the Lord would have you do. And so we are blessed, y'all. Jesus, he died for us and he rose again. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.